some walkers went by, and I didn't realise that they were there because I kind of like was focusing on what I was doing, and I kind of turned my bum round to my boyfriend's family and I said, "Does it still look like I've pooed myself?" as these walkers went by. Hello everybody and welcome back to my podcast, Esme's Country Life. Before we begin, I just want to say a huge thank you to the sponsor of the podcast, RedPost. RedPost is an equestrian and country store based in the UK, but they also ship all over the world. Also, if you listen to my last podcast, you'll know that I announced I'm actually going to be doing a meet and greet there, which is really exciting. They have some tickets on their website, which is redpostequestrian.co.uk. But it's free to come along, you just have to make sure that you book a ticket. I just want to say a huge thank you also to the hundreds of you that have already booked tickets. There are only a few left, so first comes, first served. So if you want to come along, be sure to book a ticket. But anyway, that's going to be on the 18th and the 19th of August, so hopefully see you there. Very exciting. But anyway, let's get into the podcast. I feel like I haven't done a podcast in a while because I've actually been away, so I'm going to be talking about that. Yes, I've been on holiday. I know I actually went surfing in Cornwall. That was like a little two-night away trip, but this is the first time I've been away in over a week in I don't even know how long. Like, I normally if I go away, it's like a little, I'll just go away for like a long weekend, that kind of thing, because I never want to like leave the horses for too long or leave work and that kind of thing. Like with my job, it's a little bit difficult, but I don't want to ever like feel like I'm complaining about my job because it's something that I absolutely love and I'm so lucky to do. But that felt really weird. I can't lie. It was a bit of a stressful week heading up to it because I was like, okay, I need to make sure that I've like pre-filmed all my podcast episodes. So that's why it feels like I haven't talked to you for a while, because last time I filmed, I kind of filmed two podcasts in 2 days kind of thing. Getting all my videos scheduled, Instagram posts scheduled, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I had a full week away from horses and from social media, so that felt a little bit weird, not what I'm used to at all. So that was it felt so good to have like a break from it all, because I feel like when I come back I just like so excited to see the horses, to get cracking on again, that kind of thing. But yeah, also before I went on holiday, as I was saying in the last episode, I think the last episode was literally filmed the day before I went away, so did leave it a little bit to last minute, because I was just so busy with loads of other stuff. Don't know what it was that I feel like the week before I go away, maybe this is just what it's like being an adult now, the week before you go away is stressful because you want to try and get loads of stuff done because you know that you're going to be away and you can't do it. And then as soon as you come back, the week after you come back is also a little bit stressful because you're trying to catch up on all the things that you missed out. So while you have your week away, you feel nice and relaxed, but then when you get back, it's like, okay, double work, let's go. Anyway, yeah, I had my birthday. I was going to say before I went away, but it was actually the day I went away, because the trip was actually organised by my boyfriend's parents, because the trip was for his birthday, but it worked out well because I was on holiday on my birthday kind of thing. So anyway, I had like a really lovely like birthday celebration with my family. Like when I say my family, literally like my whole family. We have a very small family actually, so it was like me, my brother, my parents, both grandparents on either side, and then my cousins and my auntie and uncle, because my dad's an only child and my mum just has one brother, so we have a really small family. Also, like I feel like I don't see my cousins like that often. Maybe it's because they live like a little bit further away, and also like they're not really like the same age as me and my brother. They're a little bit younger and they're both boys as well, so they're very much into like football and things, and my brother's not like a football kind of boy and I'm not really a football person anyway. But no, it was really lovely to see them all. We had a Chinese, and it was also that day was my grandma's birthday, so me and my grandma kind of had a joint birthday party, so that was really wholesome and cute. Also my brother's girlfriend and my boyfriend was there too, so it felt like almost like Christmas Day, because that's only really when we kind of all meet up as a family, is Christmas Day and Easter. And I think we missed Easter this year all meeting up, but anyway, that was really lovely. But yeah, the day of my actual birthday, if you're wondering how old I am now 22, which seems very old. I don't know, it feels old but it also feels very young at the same time. It's a very weird age. I'm like an adult, but a baby adult. That's how I like to describe it. We went away to Wales. Now, we didn't actually know where we were going on holiday, which was funny because my boyfriend's parents, they were like, okay, we are not going to tell you. They literally booked it sometime last year. So they must really like me because they must be like, yep, she's staying with him, like that kind of thing. They only told us like a few days before. I think it was the Sunday before, and we went off on the Friday. And at first I was a little bit like texting his mum being like, where are we going? Do I need to buy anything? Like, what do I need to pack? Because I was like, are we leaving the country? Are we going, you know, where are we going? Are we going somewhere in the UK? Will I need my passport? That kind of thing. But it was all good. So my birthday, we travelled up. It was actually during half term, so all the schools were out. So the traffic on the way up there was not too great. We were sitting a lot of traffic jams. But when we got there, oh my goodness, we stayed in like a, I don't think it was an Airbnb, but that sort of thing. I think it's called something else that they booked it on. But it was a lovely little cottage in the, if you're wondering which part of Wales we were staying in, or if you're wondering where Wales is in general, because I was thinking about this, like there are probably some places in like the US that as a British person, like I just have never heard of, if that's like, I feel like I've heard of like most of the states, but there are probably like some cities where I would have to Google or like search up where it is. But if you're wondering, Wales is part of the UK. It's a separate country. It's kind of on the edge. One thing that was also really funny, if you didn't know this, in Wales, they speak a different language. Not everyone, like, but some people do. I feel like in Wales, do they pronounce it like Welshes? Because I just remember there was that video of someone with an Amazon Alexa, and it said, maybe the Amazon Alexa was just, my dad's shaking his head, he's like, girl, what are you going on about? But I swear there was this video, and it was like, speaking in Welshes. Maybe it was just Amazon Alexa saying something wrong. But anyway, this it's called Welsh, isn't it? Yes. Anyway, so I'm very good. I've probably said this multiple times before. I'm very good at sleeping in the car. Anyway, I woke up and we were in Wales because there's no like border control. It's actually like you just like drive through. And anyway, I woke up. And you know when you wake up from a nap and you feel really disorientated? Well, I woke up. And bear in mind, I'm also dyslexic. And I was looking at, like, the road signs, like, where we were. And it was all in Welsh, and I completely forgot. Like, I've been to Wales a few times before. I've been once on the school trip and once to the Charles Owen Helmet Factory in Wrexham. But I woke up, and I honestly thought, like, something had gone wrong because I could not read what this writing was. And, it was in Welsh. And then I realised underneath, number one, it was like a place name, so I was like, I do not know how to pronounce that. I don't want to be mean. Like, this probably sounds very uncultured, but it did look a little bit like if someone hit a keyboard and then loads of random letters put up, because it's just so different to English. So anyway, that I woke up being like, what? Even like, do you know what was even stranger? Because in Wales, because it's part of the UK, it's not like if you're in a foreign country, like if you drive through France or Belgium or the Netherlands or that kind of thing. Obviously, it's in a different language, like, or there's places that you're like, I do not know how to pronounce that. But because it's all with UK road signs, I think that's what threw me off even more, because when you're in a foreign country, you're like, foreign road signs, everything looks a little bit different. But because it was like exactly the same, like, for example, we went and picked up some food to take to our Airbnb in like Tesco, and it was like all the normal like Tesco signs, but they were all in Welsh with English underneath. And it was just weird. It was like being in a parallel universe where everything's the same but different. It felt very strange. But yeah, also just want to say a little shout out to all my friends in Wales, or listeners of the podcast in Wales. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're having a great time. I've got to say, we had the best week to be in Wales, because it is known, I mean, England's known for its rain, but I feel like Wales is known for its rain even more. We were staying in the Gower Peninsula. Really could not say that then. The Gower Peninsula, which is an absolutely beautiful part of Wales, would definitely recommend visiting if you ever get the chance. So it was like sandy beaches. Do you know how I'd describe it? Because obviously I went to Cornwall 2 weeks before then, so I feel like, you know, I've had a real lazy time. But it's basically, because we'd kind of had like a beach holiday as well, so I'd describe, it's like Cornwall, but a lot quieter and a lot less touristy. Although I would say, I think it would have been a totally different holiday if it had rained the whole time. And Wales is known for its rain, but it was beautiful. It was stunning. We also took my boyfriend's dog, Ruby. So that was kind of one of the main things why they were like, oh, let's go somewhere in the UK so we can take the dog. So we kept joking that it wasn't my boyfriend's birthday present or my birthday present. It was Ruby's present. It was Ruby's holiday because she honestly had so much fun. She was having a blast. We took her to the beach loads. We went on loads of really long dog walks. She was absolutely shattered by the end of it. And she is one of those dogs that, I mean, she's a 2-year-old Labrador, so she's still like not a puppy, but she is a little bit like puppy like in the sense that she finds everything really exciting and she just has a lot of energy and that kind of thing. So it was weird because it's the first time I've ever seen her like completely shattered. Like, obviously I've seen her like sleeping in the evenings and stuff like that, but even like when we had a treat and we're like, come here Ruby, she would like only walk rather than run. Or when we were throwing the ball at the end of the day at the beach, she'd be like walking back with the ball rather than running back. So you could really tell, bless her, she was starting to get quite tired, because dogs do sleep quite a lot in the day, so she wasn't having like her, you know, midday nap or anything like that. She was just on it the whole day. But yeah, we did some swimming in the sea. One thing that I didn't realize, I knew obviously, you know, in the sea there's jellyfish. Maybe like it's just not where the beach where I'm used to down south, but oh my goodness, there was some huge jellyfish. When I tell you, like the size of like a splayed out plastic bag, like a bag for life as well, not just a little one. And they were huge. I saw one like washed up on the shore and I was not concerned. I was like a little bit worried when swimming in the sea that a jellyfish was going to touch me, but I was all good. To be fair, when I was swimming in the sea, I was wearing a wetsuit most of the time because the sea is a little bit chillier in the UK. But the waves were actually, the sea was so flat. So we were thinking of doing like surfing again, like we did in Cornwall, but there were no waves, like no waves at all. But it was perfect for paddleboarding. So did a little bit of paddleboarding, had lots of fun, pub lunches, that kind of thing, so we could take Ruby along with us. But no, it was a really, really lovely time. Also, just remembered, one of the other reasons why we decided to go to Wales, or why my boyfriend's parents decided, is because we actually had another surprise for the trip, and they booked us tickets to a Coldplay concert in Cardiff. And oh my goodness, it was incredible. We both had been wanting to go for a while because they'd been, and we were like a bit jealous, so they booked us tickets, and it was so much fun. So my boyfriend's brother went as well as his girlfriend, so we were all there. And you had these like little light up wristbands, so the whole kind of crowd just lit up. And I was gonna say it's my first concert. I've actually technically been to two concerts before that, although I don't know if it was nothing compared to the concert at Coldplay, because number one, it was a huge stadium with almost 70,000 people in. And the concerts I've been to, if you want to know, I think one was the first one I went to was to see Little Mix of all bands, because I got free tickets. That was at the South of England Showground, because my friend's mum worked on the committee or something like that, so we got, I can't remember if it was free or really discounted, but we had a great time. We were like a little spontaneous concert trip. To be fair, I wouldn't really say they're my like go-to band to listen to music, but I knew all the songs. And I think at the time they were like either the UK's biggest girl band or the world's biggest girl band. I feel like it's definitely been overtaken by some K-pop bands now, but at the time that was when they were thriving. What else? Oh yeah, and then the other concert I went to was in the Brighton Centre, which is like a smallerish kind of concerty place. And I had standing tickets for that, and that was to see George Ezra. And he actually had Sigrid playing beforehand, and she was incredible. She was so good. I mean, that was a good time. It was fun, but it wasn't like a Wembley O2 big stadium kind of thing. It was really nice because it felt like I was very like close to the artists as well. But we actually for Coldplay had standing tickets, but what we didn't realize until we actually got there, we were like, oh my gosh, our legs are gonna be dead by the end of this. But apparently, if you had standing tickets, you could also sit in the seats that were like on the floor. Oh, we had floor tickets, that's what it's called. So we got there pretty early. We bagged ourselves some floor seats, and it was great. We had a really good view, and it was really cool how they had all these, like, I was going to say bouncy balls. Like, you know, like a, if you can imagine like a huge beach ball filled with a bit of helium, so it bounces around, so everyone's pushing them around. Unfortunately, the way with the wind was blowing, we didn't get any of them because they all kind of were pushed the other side of the stadium, and there was loads of confetti. But yeah, it was so clever how these little wristbands with lights on, they must have some sort of GPS in them to detect where each person was standing, because they all like went off at different times depending on where you were standing. It was just really cool, really well done. And before I went, I was like, obviously, like, I've listened to a lot of Coldplay songs. I'd say it's one of those bands where it would be, I don't know, maybe I'm just uncultured, but if you asked me to like name 10 or 12 songs, I feel like at that sort of number I'd start to struggle. But, you know, it's a band that's been going on since like before I was born. I actually did some Googling, because I was like, how long has this band been going? Because a lot of songs, it was really weird. It kind of threw me back to when I was a kid. A lot of songs I could remember, I don't know, going to swimming lessons in the car with my brother and my mum driving. And like, it just took me back. I feel like there are some songs like that. If you listen to them a lot during a period of your life, it can really like take you back, almost like a little memory capsule. So that was really cool. And I think it was like my boyfriend's brother, he was like, look, I really need to go to the toilet. When there's a song where I don't really know, or it's not really a banger, I'm gonna go to the toilet. He held it in for the whole concert, because every single song was so good. The only one bit that I'd say was a little bit weird, they had some puppets up on stage, and I feel like I probably should have not mentioned this during my Greatest Fears episode, but I kind of forgot that I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not like scared of puppets. I can kind of understand, because like people are scared of clowns. Like, I feel like clowns are never really, I mean, they're a bit creepy, let's be honest, but I didn't realise that puppets creep me out a little bit. I don't know what it is. I think it's because my brother made a puppet when he was a kid. I can't remember how old he was. He must have been like 6 or 7. And this, like, it looked like, if you know what Punch and Judy is, I used to find that really creepy as a kid. So if you don't know what that is, please search Punch and Judy puppets, because they really creeped me out as a kid. But anyway, he made this puppet and he knew that I was creeped out by it. Now, I feel like my brother was a very good brother. Like, we never really argued that much or fought or anything like that. But the one thing that he did do, this puppet, he would put in my bed. So I'd go into my bed at night, pull back my covers, and the puppet was there. And it was so creepy. I don't know if we have a picture of it. I think somewhere there must be a picture of when my brother was at school. I don't know if anybody else's schools did this, but at the end of, like, I think he was in year one or something, they had like little photos stuck into a book of what they did that year. And I'm sure there must be a picture of him with this creepy puppet. But anyway, it looked like one of the puppets kind of from Sesame Street, or the Coldplay puppet I'm talking about, or the Muppets as well. I don't know what it is. They make me creeped out, but they also make me a bit frustrated, like angry. And I'm not an angry person, but I don't know what it is. Just, I think it's because as a kid, I was an older sibling. So I watched a lot of kids TV with my brother. Things like Dora the Explorer, when they're like, oh, it's behind you, and things like that. I was like, don't be so stupid. Just like, turn around, like, come on. Because like, obviously it was for children younger, because I was watching it with my brother. But I don't know, maybe that's where it's from. I just, part of me just hated watching things with puppets on, because I had to watch it with my younger brother who was into it. And I was like, this is like, come on, grow up. This, just turn around. It's right there. Why are you being so slow? Anyway, that was interesting. The puppet came on. Wasn't really expecting that. But yeah, the lights, everything, absolutely incredible. So if you ever get the chance to go to a Coldplay concert, would recommend. I just remembered another thing. Oh my gosh, my jaw really clicked then. That was not good. I really do need to get like my jaw sorted out or looked at. If you hear any pops throughout the podcast, that's what it is. I feel like I mentioned that definitely before. But anyway, another thing that was kind of like a big thing of our holiday, we had a lot of swing ball matches. Now, if you don't know what swing ball is, You've been missing out. We actually had a conversation about this. We're like, how many countries do you reckon swing ball is a thing? Because I feel like it's definitely part of the British culture of summertime. Like there's always got to be a swing ball at somebody's like summer barbecue. But I feel like maybe it's not so much like a big thing in like Australia or the US, because you guys have a lot more space than us. You probably have like actual tennis courts. So here in the UK, if you want to know what a swing ball is, basically, if you could imagine a stick with like a little curly whirly bit at the top with a string that comes out and a tennis ball attached to it, and basically you have to hit the tennis ball back and forward to each other, and as the kind of string swizzles around the stick and goes up to the, it either goes up to the top or goes down to the bottom, and depending on which side you are, if you're I was gonna say forward hand, backhand, or oh my gosh, I'm really not a tennis expert. What's it called? Like forehand, backhand? Yeah. I felt like forehand does not sound right, but maybe that's because I'm thinking of like turn on the forehand, which is the horsey terminology. Anyway, and if you like miss hitting the ball, then it either goes up or down. So we had a lot of swing ball competitions and that was really good fun. Although I'm not very good, I realised that I was basically throughout the whole thing doing my concentration face. I feel like I've been pretty good over the years on my YouTube channel of being able to edit out my concentration face. Often it's when I'm grooming that you might be able to spot it, or it's always when I am doing something where I'm really concentrating, but it doesn't even have to be like that high energy brain power for me to do it. For example, like I don't know, I'm trying to think of something, like doing up my shoelace, I'll do my concentration face. I don't want to do my concentration face because it's so embarrassing and I can't really do it on demand, but basically I just scrunch up my whole face. I feel like I don't do it so much when I ride. I kind of grit my teeth as well. I just look, basically it's like if someone just said do the most unattractive face you could ever do, that is my concentration face. So there we go. There's a little Easter egg for you there. And then if you're watching my videos, you want to look out if I'm doing something where I look like I'm using a lot of brain power. There we go. Maybe it's because I'm really bad at, I'm so bad at multitasking. I know there's like a little thing like, oh, women are good at multitasking, men aren't. I cannot multitask the life of me. If I'm reading something on my phone, I cannot hear anybody else. I know I've talked about my bad hearing before, but just like, I just cannot do I have to put full energy, full brain power into doing one thing. So yeah. That is my concentration phase. I'm trying to think of anything else interesting that happened on the trip. We had a really, really lovely time. There was not really any, there's no drama at all, really. We just had a lovely time, read my book on the beach. We went to like lots of different beaches. There was one that was like a really long walk to get there. There was one where, oh my gosh, it was so steep. It was actually, I can't remember what it's called now, but it was ranked in the world's top 10 beaches. And it literally looked like it went on for miles and miles. But yeah, it was very hot. I had my sun cream on, didn't get burnt. So that was all good because I am very pale. I am a very pasty kind of gal. But yeah. Oh, I've just remembered a really funny story, but I don't know if I'm going to add it in or not because it is quite embarrassing. So I'm going to say it and I'll have to get somebody else to watch this to make sure it's not too embarrassing. So on the last day, we had a meal out the night before, and I think I must have ate something a little bit dodgy because I was all packed up, organised, ready to go. Everyone else was still like packing away a few things, that kind of stuff. And I felt so ill, like my tummy was just really hurting. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go lie down on Ruby's bed with her. She was like knackered, so she was lying there snoozing. So I went and had a cuddle with Ruby. And I let out a silent but deadly. It was not good. My boyfriend's dad walked past. And I knew it was bad, but I didn't realise it was that bad. Because he started like coughing and went, oh my goodness, Ruby, what's come out of your bumhole? And I was just lying there in pain, so obviously I did not say anything because he'd already walked away by the time I could have, like, my brain power could have thought of something to say. And then I thought, you know what, it's okay, he smelled it now, I'm just gonna lie here with Ruby, give her a hug. And then he walked back past like 5 minutes later, and he was like, oh my goodness, it still reeks in here. And then after that, when he walked away, I was like, I'm gonna go downstairs now. So, I think I have some tummy problems because every now and again, I just get really bad tummy pain. And yeah, but anyway, I remember when I told my boyfriend that story, he was like wetting himself. He found it so funny. And then he was like, no, I must tell my parents. I was like, no, that's not happening. So in the end, at our little family barbecue that we had the other evening, I was like, I've got a confession to make. So I'm going to have to say it because it is so funny. I felt like enough time had passed where it was okay. I found it funny rather than like, oh my gosh, that was embarrassing. I'm going to wake up with night sweats because that was not good. So yes, I blamed it on the dog. But when you're having some tummy issues, it's not your fault. I tried to hold it in, but that is not good for you. As Shrek says, it's better out than in. So that was my time in Wales. And that was an interesting story. As you guys, oh, I thought of another embarrassing story. I feel like just embarrassing things just generally happen to me, or just, this one isn't even that bad. We went on a really nice walk and there was like a waterfall and everything. And sat down on a rock, we all kind of like were chatting, having like a biscuit and some water, that kind of thing, a little bit of a snack. And when I got up, I didn't realise that I'd been sitting on mud, and I was wearing like these bright green shorts, like kind of like the sporty kind, because I was like, we're going on a proper hike today. And everyone was like, oh my goodness, Esme, it looks like you've pooed yourself. And I was like, oh, this is great. Classic Esme. Anyway, so I was squatting into this like waterfall, putting a bit of water on my behind to try and get rid of this mud. And then some walkers went by and I didn't realise that they were there because I kind of like was focusing on what I was doing, and I kind of turned my bum round to my boyfriend's family and I said, does it still look like I've pooed myself? As these walkers went by, and a part of me died inside. So if you're ever thinking, waking up in the night being like, oh my gosh, I did that really cringy thing, that was so embarrassing, just remember, it happens to everybody. It happened to me. And as you can tell, I'm very comfortable with my boyfriend's family, if you can already tell. But no, it was a funny time. We had some laughs. I managed to wipe all the mud off my bum. It looked like I'd weed myself then, though, because my shorts looked a little bit wet. But it was a hot day. They dried off. It was all good. Ruby had some dog ice cream. That was one thing. Everywhere we went where there was an ice cream parlour, there was dog ice cream. So she had a blast. She had a really good time. I had a really good time too. But anyway, since I've been back from holiday, oh my goodness, it has been so hot. Now, I feel like when you're on holiday, when it's hot, it's great fun, you know? You're lounging around, having a nice cold drink, maybe reading a book on the beach, that kind of thing. But when you're working, when you're at home, it's just not fun. It's sweaty, it's muggy. And I feel like I've talked to a lot of friends from different countries about this, and they don't, I feel like people really underestimate the UK's weather. Like, I've got a friend from, I know this is cold, but I've got a friend from Canada that's moved from Canada to the UK. And she said, like, she always thought, like, the British were, like, really puny because they were always like, oh, it's, like, so cold over here. And she was like, yeah, but in Canada, we have, like, loads of snow and we have, like, but she was like, UK cold, it's different because it's wet and it's windy. So even though it's not as cold as in Canada, it feels as cold. And also we're just not well prepared for it, for any extreme weather, actually. We're used to being all right. You know, T-shirt, I'd say an average UK weather would be cloudy and you'd be wearing like a hoodie and trousers. Or hoodie and jeans. Like, that is, like, UK kind of weather. Pretty much most of the year round, to be honest. But for some reason, this summer, it has been hot. It has suddenly gone from, like, we had such a cold and wet spring. I know I'm going to be sounding so British now talking about the weather. But then this summer, it's not even summer. I mean, it is summer, technically, kind of. It's June. But it's just been so hot. Like, we're not used to this temperature. I mean, I'm very bad with extreme temperatures in any sort. I'm one of those people where when I get cold, I get very, very cold. And when I get hot, I get very, very hot. But, I feel like we are just not designed for the heat, us Brits. Like, we don't have, our houses are designed for keeping heat in. So when it's hot, it feels even hotter. I feel like when you're in a hot country, it's designed for the heat. Everything's like painted white, so the, you know, sun reflects off it, that kind of thing. And the houses are built different. We're built for insulation. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I'm regretting putting all that insulation in the roof at my cottage, because it has been boiling. But also, we have no aircon. Aircon does not really exist at all here in the UK. Think of, like, none of my friends, none of them have aircon in their houses or anything like that. So I feel like some, like, shops and things, you get aircon, but that's kind of it. So, but also it means, I feel like the one thing annoying about aircon is you dress for being really hot and then you go into somewhere air conditioned and then you're just freezing. I'm like, I should have brought a jumper with me. But anyway, so yeah, if you are from a hot country and you come to the UK and you're like, actually, you in like the proper heat, you'll realise that it is a lot more uncomfortable because we're just not designed for this. Nothing's designed for the heat here. So anyway, I've been a little bit worried about Mickey with the heat, actually, because last year we had to do a bit of emergency horse care on him because he had like a bit of, I was going to say heat stroke then. It wasn't that serious. He had like heat stress, like horse heat stress. You can really tell when their breathing's a little bit higher, their heart rate's a bit higher. He was really sweaty. So we, you know, had to hose him off. And we've literally been doing that as part of my sort of daily routine now. I'm like, oh, having my lunch. It's midday, must be Mickey showering time. And I've been making him some slop. So you would have probably seen that in, I think that's hopefully going to be this Friday's video. So if you haven't seen it and want to see Mickey and Duke get absolutely disgusting having their favourite slop dinner, go and watch that. I got slopped myself. It's a special recipe I've made up to get them to drink lots of water and get that water intake in them. But anyway, that was something that's been going on recently, keeping the horses cool, especially as I feel like in Australia, I remember when I went to Australia, they have the horses in during, oh no, have I got this wrong way around? In the UK, I feel like a lot of people have their horses in, it depends on the stables, I think, because some stables are cooler when you put them in, so you put your horses in during the day when it's the hottest, so they're under shade. But then some stables, I feel like they just get really, really warm, so it's actually better to have them out during the day and in during the night. So anyway, we have our horses out during the day and in during the night just because our stables do get quite hot during the day. I feel like they're definitely designed more for keeping in the heat. Like, they have corrugated iron black kind of roofs, which I feel like definitely is a bit of a sun trap. That's one of the things I actually had to take into consideration when I did my stable renovation series and painted all the stables, what color I was going to go for, because I did think like a really dark charcoal gray could have been nice, or like a navy or a black. But I thought, you know what, in the summer that's going to be like a little sweaty box for them. They are not going to have fun in there. So I went for a light gray, if you're wondering, if you didn't already know. But yeah, keeping the horses cool has been an interesting task. I mean, I'm currently filming this in very short shorts because I want to feel like I'm walking around in my pants, even though I'm not, because literally it's just my family and me at the yard and at the office. So I don't mind too much. Probably wouldn't be the sort of outerwear that I would wear to the shops or out in public, but there we go. But yeah, anything for a little bit of cool has been nice. I've had a lot of ice cream. That's been good. A good excuse to have some ice cream. So everybody, please keep safe and please keep an eye on your animals, your family members and everything. If you're in the UK and are going through this heat wave, shout out to my followers and listeners in the Southern Hemisphere that are currently going through winter. I hope you're having enjoying the chillier days. I feel like it's always like that though. When it's summer, you're like, oh, it's so hot. There are flies everywhere. I've got to put sun cream on so I don't get sunburned. And it's just like everything seems, you just feel a bit more tired and groggy and that kind of thing. Everything's a bit sweaty. And then in the winter, you're like, oh my gosh, it's so cold. It's so dark. I just want it to be summer and have like nice summer barbecues and that kind of thing. And and the mud's really bad. I feel like that's why I always say spring and autumn are my favourite seasons. There's this one week in the UK in spring or in autumn where the ground is dry enough that you can go for a gallop, And it's not too hard as well, because it can get too hard in the summer, especially where we are, because we're on clay, which is the worst soil type. I am very passionate about my soil. Anyway, that sounded really weird. But if you're a horse owner, you will, or a farmer, you will know what I mean. But then also, I feel like there's also a time period where there's no flies as well. It's light enough so you can go for a ride or go out for a walk in the evening without it being dark. And it probably lasts about a week, where it's like a good temperature, maybe longer, depending on the UK, actually, if we're not going through a heatwave. Maybe I just think this is what it's like all the time, because recently we've had like a heatwave every year, pretty much. So there we go. But no, please keep an eye on your animals, your family. Look out for the signs of heat stress, because it can lead to heat stroke, which can be fatal. Make sure you're drinking enough water, that you're staying cool, staying in the shade. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. And again, listen to me embarrassing myself and funny interludes of what I got up to in Wales and on holiday. I really hope you enjoyed it. And thank you again to the sponsor of the podcast, Redpost, again for sponsoring. I'm really excited to see you guys all down there in August. And I hope you all have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.